Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Joe Torti to my left. Tyler Zuli straight ahead to us in the studio producing, doing a fantastic job. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock with Joe and Tyler. And then those two guys will run until midnight, 610-632-0975. So we're all missing basketball. Before we get to Aaron, he's talking about the NBA season and all. Missing basketball. Well, as of yesterday, the Phoenix Suns have decided that the season isn't over yet.
Right.
They said on their tweet, we will continue to play Suns season games, Tyler, on NBA 2K.
I saw this.
Saturday's game will be moved to tomorrow, which is today.
Right, so you can tune in.
Join them live on Twitch as we take on the Dallas Mavs.
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
Are coaches involved in this such that, like, you know, they'd be able to direct who's actually getting looks? And because we've got to keep the stats accurate, you know?
Well, right now, as I look at the latest, an hour ago, of course, they were representing the Dallas Mavs at Yo Buddy, representing the Suns at Universal PHE2K. The games must go on, blah, blah, blah. Let me see. DeAndre Jordan is crushing them. Work to do in the second half, and right now trailing 83-68. At the half.
Oh, no.
So Luka, I'm guessing, is going crazy. And then I focus in on a dunk from Aaron Baines from the Eli Okobo. And I don't know what the score is right now, but they are getting it on Twitch.
Yeah.
2K.
So there's a term called user, and it has a double meaning. One, it just happens to be whichever character or avatar you happen to be controlling in the game, right? But when I was growing up with Madden, there were certain players that you definitely wanted to user that were way better in your hands than the computer's hands, and like they're not good players or something like that. They're way better with you.
Yep.
Luka is a total user. Like, that is a dude that you want to have at the controls, I would think, more than most other players in the NBA. Russell Westbrook was it forever. Faster, jump higher, steals. Yeah, like, Russell Westbrook was a joke, like, for the longest time. Luka, also that way. Like, for example, you remember Michael Huff? Who's a free safety?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Texas.
That dude stunk in the NFL.
Yes, he did, but he was good on Madden.
Madden doesn't know that. No. Not in the hands of somebody who knows.
Madden will tell you that the 2011 Oakland Raiders were the greatest team ever.
I can't argue. I know who Walter McFadden is. I know who Stanford Rout
is. Jason Campbell, the best Madden quarterback to never actually be good.
Nah, yeah. If you weren't playing Gradkowski, you weren't trying to win.
Yeah, you were not.
Put Campbell on the bench in that game. Come on, man.
610-632-0975. Aaron and King of Prussia. Would you like to see the season continued via NBA 2K, Aaron?
Via NBA what?
NBA 2K.
No, I ain't just. I'm gonna knock you guys. That's your thing, but that's not mine.
I don't know. It's not our thing either to watch that play out. No, that's not my thing.
I'm 53, so I missed this whole gaming area. Why 2K this? I went out with Matt when Matt first started. That's when I was leaving this little sports game, this little video game. So I wasn't part of the video era. But what I wanted to say, it's gonna be interesting on two parts. When they resume all of this stuff, the seasons right now are all split up so that they don't run over top of each other. But it's when they come back, they're going to have a lot of work to do because they're not going to want the NBA playoffs running alongside the hockey playoffs and maybe basketball playoffs starting. That's too much competition. That's going to take
away. You're saying Major League Baseball?
Yeah, when they all come back, they all start at the same time. They can't all be running. They can't be running the playoffs and all over top of each other. That's going to be something I'm seeing. The one thing that the Sixers are going to get help with is obviously Ben Simmons. Now, Devon, you already know my bane with the Sixers. It's been for almost 2.5 years. I have not been a Brett Brown fan.
Yes.
So here's my question. I've been waiting for him to go and calling in for 2.5 years. Like, look, he's not the coach to do this. If the NBA doesn't have a playoff this year, my worst scenario is he comes back for next year. Is that possible?
Nope.
Like, if they don't have a playoff, it's, oh, well, he didn't fail, so.
I don't see any scenario in which, unless, even if he wins the title, I don't even know that because it's a shortened season and it's like, all right, you got this. You got the playoffs and whatever the format will be for the playoffs. You got the playoffs to prove it. They win a title. Do you still bring Brett Brown back? I think they've seen enough to have an answer of what, have an idea of what their answer would be when the season is done, one way or another. That's my opinion.
That last year, because last year it was like, if he doesn't get out the second round,
yeah, but they can't keep having survive. They can't keep having those, right? Not, and I don't mean those like that type of ending and whatever. They can't keep having those. Well, this particular thing happened. Well, this particular thing happened, and it saved his job. No, he either wins or he doesn't.
And I agree. He's a likable person, but he can't coach. So I'm like, I've been waiting for the season next coach to come in and see if they can get something out of these guys. Because I believe the Sixers have a lot more talent than they're playing with. Well,
Listen, real fast before we let you go, you got anything you want to watch on television, movies, TV show that you want to catch up on?
I'm actually listening out for it because I'm bored. So I'm like, I got a couple shows from you guys.
Oh, great. And that's what we're trying to do.
That's the purpose
of
this,
man. Appreciate it.
What's the synopsis that you guys have settled on?
Well, so far, again, thanks for the call, man. Be safe out there, Narcos.
Yeah.
I've locked in on that one. I do want to see The Ranch since you and I think it was, Rebecca who said it?
Did I say The Ranch?
Rebecca
said
it. But Tyler said The Ranch.
Yeah, Tyler said The Ranch.
You ever seen The Ranch?
I've never seen The Ranch.
Okay.
No.
Comedy with Ashton Kutcher,
right?
On Netflix. Yes. But yeah. So what do you think about that? Brett Brown save his job if they don't. He said don't in the scenario that they do not continue the season, they get to the postseason, and all that stuff.
Nope.
I totally agree.
I don't think so. I don't think that there's a way. I think that he has to do something to come back. I think at this point the default is.
What if they won the title if they brought the season back?
Then he's back.
Why?
Because he won the title.
Yes, he won the regrouping in the playoffs.
Yeah,
the regular season was the regular season. So we're still talking 82.
Uh huh.
Yes, he got it done in the championship. He keeps his job in that case.
That's what you're trying to do, right? Like
not a break in between. That was the All-Star break. You don't get two All-Star breaks.
Well, if they win the finals, you're still firing him?
I think I would.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Because I've seen the 82-game season.
You've seen it enough.
I've seen it enough.
All right.
Yeah. Great,
wow, man.
Great job.
I can't follow you there.
Great job. Tyler, what are you doing?
He wins the finals. I can't get rid of him.
I still think.
I was going to say anything short, but anything short of an appearance.
Got to get to
the
finals.
He's gone. Yeah.
You know me with Brett Brown. I backed him up and all of that. Yeah, let me see what the run was to get into the finals. How did it happen and all that
stuff. But how can you be like, yeah, thanks for the championship. See ya.
Just like that.
Just do it. Because I saw the other 7 years. That's how.
Wow, man.
It'll be controversial.
Yeah, that's like, an understatement.
But it'll be like, all right.
Dude, the Raptors got ripped apart for Dwayne Casey. You know, just regular season wins and stuff.
And they won a championship with the new guy.
Right, but if they win a championship with... that would be like if they won a championship with Dwayne Casey and they were like, yeah, we don't think this guy can get it done. That's literally what it is.
For a full season with no gaps in between.
Well, I hear you. I do. I hear it. But
if they
don't win the championship,
you just said, get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like...
Eastern Conference Finals.
The adaptations, right? And like, everybody's got to deal with the same thing. It's not like the Sixers get a break and nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why I look at it like, you know, if he wins the championship, I can't kick him out the door.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I think a lot of people would agree with me.
No, there is no way. If they won the championship, the people are kicking him out. There might be some. You're going to be outnumbered big time.
Okay.
I bet.
All right. Mike might yell at me for that now.
There's no prayer. No prayer.
Let's go to Mike and Cherry Hill next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Listen, man. You guys are delusional.
All we did, all we're doing is...
We're blaming you both.
For what? For coronavirus?
Okay, Tordy, you used the word blow over. But it's a pandemic, man. It's not going to blow over. The sports is... People are acting like it's going to open 30 days. Listen, man, the focus
we don't.
Should be on a vaccine. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we can't create it. We're trying to help people as much as possible by saying, let's watch some TV together and some movies and get through this.
Stay in the house.
I agree with that. You are. I told Joe this yesterday in all seriousness. His sense of humor is getting me through a lot of this. And Joe has a great sense of humor. Devon, you not so much.
And that's okay, Mike. That's okay.
Come on, man.
We love each other.
Man, the focus should be on, first of all, the sport. Let's just talk about the NBA. Everything is canceled. The draft is going to get canceled. Are you crazy? They're not going to bring any kind of groups together. This WWF, or I mean this UFC, that's everybody around the world is saying anybody more than 200 people, you can't do that. It's irresponsible. You can't have a group and a virus is going around. So I would say that the NBA, all activities are halted. NBA, until it's further notice.
We know
you can't
that.
Have a draft.
Well, the draft could just happen over the phone.
Joe was talking about this is going to be a draft of bust. No one's going to get drafted, Joe.
I think they'll do it over the phone.
I agree with Joe on that one, Mike. They'll do something.
Over the phone. Okay, so
yeah.
To me, if you were talking about that, they got the kid from Georgia, Anthony Edwards. That guy is way. He's one of the jewels of the draft.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah. Right, Devon, what you know about him?
He's very good, very versatile as a wingman. And, of course, in today's league, swingmen, whatever you want to call them, wing players. With his physicality and everything offensively that he does, you're absolutely right, man. And he's going to be a problem in the league, especially with that open space with how he plays. He's going to be a problem.
Talking about the Sixers, I don't know, you know, obviously it's hard to say right now in terms of moves and stuff, but really pairing him with Embiid, a guy that can shoot. You know what I'm saying? And can not drive down the lane. I think if Embiid changes his game and focuses this hiatus, nice word to say about a pandemic, but if he can break this down and actually focus his game on a little bit more inside game and get a good shooter, then you're utilizing yourself to redefine your whole scope. I think, what are you hearing about the back injury? Is it debilitating for Simmons, or is it something that you can possibly get back in a year or so?
Well,
what are you hearing, Devon?
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. Be
a
cool
year,
out there. You say it a year, what?
That's what he said. Can he come back, or is it a year or so?
Look, right now, it's really, really quiet.
If it's a disc, terrible.
Absolutely.
Right. If it was good news, you'd hear all right.
I talked to somebody in the medical field that knows a little bit of something, and I'm not ready to go with it yet. I'll just say that, but...
Is it plus or minus?
It's like in between.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
It's in between. So, Mike, I know that's not much, but there's not much out there right now, but I think that even though this gives him extra time to rest and all that stuff with them being on hiatus right now, if he's not right still when they come back, he does not come back.
My gut tells me that they cannot delay this long enough for him to be ready. Like, that's what my gut tells
totally
me about
agree.
This. Like, there's
totally agree.
You know, you're looking at the start of next season.
We're not saying 30 days and be like, oh, okay, cool, Ben will be great. No, because not to mention he hasn't played in what now 2 months.
Right. Exactly.
If he came back after the 30 days,
you haven't heard anything.
He's
about
young.
Working
yes,
out.
He can pick up and run and do all that
but
stuff.
But he's also big. And
one
it's
tweak,
his back.
One turn. That's it. So
yeah,
it's debilitating. It's a back. So you can say
yes.
That it's debilitating. Yes, right there. He's just going to have to be careful at this age. He's going to have to make sure he does the proper stretching and all of those things that he does that you have to do to make sure you're ready to get on the floor in the proper way. And they will do that. His representation will make sure it's the right thing to do because it's about him. What's great for him, he already signed that extension, the max,
yes,
that he could get coming off of his rookie deal. So he's good there in terms of finances, right? But there's not much there yet, except for what we heard him say on Wednesday prior to the game against the Detroit Pistons, which is, I'm not in pain right now, and I'm doing stuff.
Good.
And that's it. But it doesn't really tell us when he's coming back, and the reevaluation might won't be for another 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. There's that. So,
6-1-0. Marcus Howard going 42nd. Marcus Howard's not going that late.
What site is this?
It's NBADraft.net.
I don't even look at them anymore.
No.
I better stop looking at them.
Dude, that's a guy who is no worse than the late 20s. Like, yeah. There's no way.
And I know that that's a focus for your Philadelphia 76ers, for Joe Torty.
It's a perfect guy. It's perfect.
Off the bench. Go nuts.
Yes.
You and Shake.
What's that? You're 5'11"? I don't care. Just go. Go do your stuff.
Compare him to Carson Edwards, which everyone wanted.
Right. He's a better scorer. I think he's a better scorer.
They're very similar, yeah. But he's a better scorer.
I think so.
Carson Edwards has a better body in terms of up top. Where
yes.
He can, even down, you know, he's built as a guard, a scoring guard in the league. He hasn't really gotten it done yet, but there's plenty of time. He's so young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm with you on Marcus Howard.
I mean,
he's been scoring since day one, Marquette.
And he's just gotten better and better and better and better.
He keeps going back to school.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
But yes, he does keep going back to school. He's a guy that I like.
Yeah,
he's a guy that
I like Marcus Howard as well. Yeah. And it's a shame because you know he'll be in the G League a little bit, but he'll light the G League up in the times that he's there. It's like, all right, let's call this dude back up.
Yeah.
Get him up here.
Hoping that he's not like a quad A guy, you know, too good for G and not good enough to crack right, in the
right,
NBA.
Right, right. 610-632-0975. We had a caller earlier, a tweeter earlier said the real J Rudy says, the guy's frustration, we had a caller earlier saying golf and NASCAR, but they're individual sports, not team, and you can't tell team sports to not play with best players because they're sick. #truth.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think there are some people that would say the NASCAR is a team sport with, like, the crew chief and the pit crew and everything else. But, I mean, the actual racer, obviously, yeah, an individual. I get it. I understand that.
The
frustrating part is the golf's outside.
Yes.
You know, it's not, like, contained where everybody has to be jammed in. You could artificially spread out where everybody is and everything. So, disappointing that golf's canceled, for sure.
Phil Garrett 12 on Twitter.
Yeah.
World War II greatest events in color on Netflix and a ton of World War II shows and books.
Oh, yeah. History Channel World War II stuff is really, really good.
That's Tyler right there.
Yeah? Are you a World War II guy?
He's a buff.
You know, I like buff. History. If you're going to give me a pick, I'm taking the Revolutionary War. I think that's more my forte. But
it's super interesting, too.
But I'm not going to turn it down.
Yeah. Especially in color on Netflix.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's not grainy stuff. Yeah, that's the real deal.
610-632-0975. KP in the Northeast checking in with us here. What's up, KP?
Hey, DeMond, Joe. What's going on, my guy?
Hey, KP.
What's up, brothers? So real quick, I wanted to start with a TV show for you guys.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. I'm sure you have seen it. Now, this isn't the one I was going to say, but it popped in my head. Sons of Anarchy?
I know. Uh-huh. I have not watched it.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. If you haven't seen that, yeah, there's like, I guess, 7 seasons, and there's, you know, 13 episodes a season, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot to watch on that. But the one that I just got into, I guess about a year ago, and it's still going, but they just finished their 6th season. It's on Netflix. They're like 45 minutes an episode, 13 episodes each season. So you got plenty to watch, but it's called The 100.
What is this? That's the space show, right?
Yeah, and yes and no, not really. Like, it starts in space. They had they grew up in space and everything because the world ended, and then they get sent back down to space. And I'm telling you, within 5-10 minutes, you're going to be hooked. You're going to want to take off a day of work so you can keep watching it.
The 100.
The 100. Yes.
Yes. The 100. It's great. It's a great, great show. Yeah.
This is on Netflix.
I got into it instantly.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes, it is on Netflix.
Okay. By way of like CW, I think.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's a great, great show. So, with this whole thing going around, obviously we're all going to miss sports. I still listen to you guys all day because you guys keep me entertained.
Appreciate that.
I just hope that everybody gets healthy and we figure out how to protect ourselves from this virus and, you know, everyone's lives can go back to normal.
KP, well said, man. And here's what I'm going to use as a PSA. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Not to be gross or anything like that, but for the love of God, can you stop stockpiling toilet paper? This is not that kind of disease. There are people that are just trying to live their lives normally that need to go out and get toilet paper.
Get toilet paper.
And all that is left is like sandpaper or nothing. Okay, go on CDC's website. They'll tell you what the deal is, what's going on, what the symptoms are. It's not cholera. I promise you, you're not going to need any more toilet paper than the normal amount of toilet paper that you would average consume in your life. Okay? It is so frustrating when people are texting me like, dude, do you have an inside line on toilet paper? Like, for some reason, I have it. Stop buying all of the toilet paper.
So I sent you guys... I sent you guys the link quickly earlier with the kid who got in trouble at school because he had hand sanitizer and was charging his fellow classmates to use his sanitizer.
There better be like...
And he got in trouble?
There better be a general no solicitation thing because that is capitalism at its absolute finest.
He's like 12.
Kid's an entrepreneur.
He's genius. Thank you, Ty.
Plus he gets sent home where it's safe. Genius! A couple bucks richer and gets to go the hell home.
You sending me to school? All right.
And when that goes on your permanent record, whatever dean of admissions you're going to be, they're going to be like, you got to be kidding me. You are 12?
He's going to be like,
welcome
you know
to
what?
Wharton.
After all this is over, shake his hand and be like, good job, kid. We want you in our school.
Shake his hand and then take out and the hand sanitizer.
You got any on that? $5.
Let's go.
610-632-0975. Kevin, you start us off winning on the side. Joe Torti, Tyler Zulli's producer. I'm Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.5 The Fanatic. Oh, man.
Exactly right.
That's right.
That's the kind of energy that's in this room right
that's
now.
That's right. That is.
I'm really a fun guy when you get to know me.
Joe Torti.
Devon, you have to ask me.
Tyler Zulli. Hey, Ty.
I'm
after
just
going to
tell you.
Thank you. Yes, you are. After Kevin, we got to get the Lord of the Rings breakdown.
Yeah, you've been teasing this for like 3 hours.
I know.
I've been dying to know.
We got
to
get the breakdown.
I'm going to give you the worst breakdown of all time. You're going to be so wildly disappointed.
Can I give this one real quick? I know we got Dennis who wants to give a TV show as well. But Raider Frank, when we first started this a few hours ago.
Yeah.
The Irishman.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the perfect time now for a 3-hour movie.
Burn it.
Because
absolutely.
I have not seen it because I can't sit down and watch the 3-hour movie.
But now you just swap it out in place of like a really long NBA game.
Yes.
You know? Just whoosh. One for one swap. There you go. You got one taken care of.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep. Yep. Have you seen The Irishman?
I have not. I have not.
Tyler?
No, I haven't either.
I've only watched the Egan review.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Pat Egan does a review.
They're way easier to watch. 3 hours versus 1 minute. Come on. You've got me hooked.
You what happens.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. Kevin in Philly joining us next on The Fanatic. Kev.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on, Kev?
Everything's all right, man. Actually, I wanted to talk to you guys about this whole coronavirus thing, kind of going into the whole players, you know, like you've seen with the Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Now, that whole situation got me kind of worried about, you know, all of the other players, especially our players, just happen to be very injury prone. You know what I mean? So you got to watch out for that. But just all the players in the league, just in general, how this could have spread or could be spreading in general. And I think that this might actually affect team chemistry for Utah, obviously. But for Philadelphia, a team that really is struggling with the chemistry in a way, you know what I mean, whether it's the coaching staff or the players itself, I feel like a situation like that can't happen. And, you know, whether it's like mandatory testing for all players in the NBA or wherever the case is, I just want to make sure that nothing that could possibly disturb, you know, the chemistry that's already struggling and trying to build again, hopefully, is, avoided at all costs, because I'm not trying to have another bad season, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. Quickly on the Jazz thing, I saw something, guys, where Adrian Wojnarowski, who he and Shams Charania, Zach Lowe have been on top of everything. He said that there's something going on within the Utah Jazz where they have to have a lot. They're going to have a lot to repair with this basketball team because players are really, really upset with how Rudy Gobert handled his situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, the jerk friend that you have in high school or college or whatever, where you're like, hey, I've got a big date or I've got a big day at work or something like that. I can't get sick. And they're sick and they're chasing you around like, like that is, I am almost willing to bet all of my money. That's that is something that Rudy Gobert was doing. Yeah,
you can see it in him. You can see, like, if you see him on Twitter sometimes and he says certain things and people be like, yeah, Rudy, that was the wrong thing to tweet, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Like he was trying to be, he's trying to be kind of like that funny guy, the cool funny guy, and it just doesn't work. Where other Frenchmen like Boris Diaw and Evan Fournier, they're super funny, they're relatable, and all Rudy Gobert just happens to be 7'2" and can play defense and he's an all-star in the NBA. But the on the personal side, he just doesn't necessarily hit well. So yeah,
that kind of scares me, man.
No, I hear you. For the Sixers, maybe it does bring them together.
Kev, thanks, man.
Our team really needs it. Fan needs it. The city needs it for sure.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I think that, and I didn't get your thoughts on this. I think that in the event that Gobert does not test positive, and I'm not for sure that he gave it to Donovan Mitchell, but
don't know.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
If neither of those guys test positive, I think every sports event at the pro level is still on without fans.
With fans, not in the building.
Without
totally
fans.
Agree. I thought Wednesday night was the last game in the NBA, and especially for the Sixers, that they were going to have fans.
Yeah, I thought so,
I thought tomorrow night when we went down there for the Indiana Pacers game.
Empty.
And I was very curious to go down there and see how it felt.
Once it'd probably be cool.
I was going to be like, yo, it's a high school game with better players.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
No disrespect to them. It's just the top level of players.
Yeah.
With no fans. It's a high school game.
Yeah, effectively.
In an NBA gym.
Although I've been to some pretty hype high school games recently.
Absolutely. Sometimes they're even better than the NBA.
Yeah, man.
So JD, Philly Birds 2-3 says, this is from a couple hours ago. I missed this one. The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, I Am Legend, World War Z, Contagion, and Outbreak.
Gee, there's a
theme
here.
Forget about the current world events.
Yeah, jeez, man. Just running it's down just the theme.
All of them.
Oh, jeez.
All of them. Yes.
28 days later, you know?
All of them.
Jeez, man.
610-632-0975. Yeah, 28 days later. I saw that one.
Yeah, absolutely. 29 days later, you know?
All right, before we get to Dennis, let's go to Tyler, because we're going to get to Dennis in a second. Let's go to Tyler and get
welcome to the show.
Lord of the Rings update that we've all been waiting for. Myself, we had a couple calls earlier, said, you know what? I'm waiting on it as well.
Yes.
Tyler.
So here's how I try to sell Lord of the Rings to non-Lord of the Rings fans, because it is truly like the ultimate nerddom, and that's not usually my scene, but I fell in love with Lord of the Rings just because it's like, I guess it's kind of the cool nerds. If there was like a tier of nerds, they'd be the cool nerds.
All right, who are the uncool nerds for comparison?
Oh, that's tough.
What do the uncool nerds like?
I'm not saying nerd level. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right.
So here's how I sell it to people is more along the lines of, if you're looking for like total battle scenes, like you've got the right movie. If you want like the all out, really cool hand to hand sword fight combat, that's the movie to watch.
Okay.
What world is this thing?
It's their own world, right? Yeah, it's its own world. The hobbits are in the Shire.
It's like high fantasy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm just not into that.
It's not for everybody. You either love it or you hate it, I think, for the most part.
So the reason that I have not watched the movies is because I love books.
You've read these?
I started to read this book and I was like, this is boring, I can't do it. And everybody loves the books.
Did you read The Hobbit? Or the Lord of the Rings book?
The Fellowship of the Ring.
Because The Hobbit is brutally boring.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and they made 3 movies out of it. and it's kind of surprising that you've never seen them, because I thought you'd be a Shadow of Mordor fan.
Well, because I'm a big dork is why. I'm like a big nerd. So Tyler's like, I assume that I have nerd brethren here.
That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is that's the kind of games that you play.
Ah, yes.
I assume that you would like that, which would lead you to
Nice.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so would you recommend that people maybe jump in on this one?
I would, only if you're into that kind of stuff. Okay. I would not just throw anybody to the wind.
Okay, I'm not in.
So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, will you like
yes.
that? Okay. All right.
Well, there's a difference, though. It's a little bit different, right?
It's probably more fantasy.
Yeah, it's different for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's different worlds and different realms and things like that, but it's similar enough.
Okay.
It's less violent because it's not an R-rated movie. Yeah.
Well, here's what I meant by that, right? The Lord of the Rings is an infection vector because it's like everybody likes... Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is an infection vector because everybody likes Game of Thrones who's seen it pretty much. There are some people who've seen it that aren't fans, but it has mass appeal, and it pulls people into The Witcher and Lord of the Rings and stuff like this. I could easily see, you know, a faction of people who like Game of Thrones coming and liking Lord of the Rings.
And the only thing that, like I said, the only thing that I would throw as a caveat is if you like Game of Thrones for the more violent side or the more adult side, you're not going to get that in Lord of the Rings.
That's not there.
Okay.
Right.
I'll give you this tweet to you, Tyler. At Paul Arch 65, frequent tweeter to our show, right? Are the cool nerds liking, you know I hate this word, quote unquote, process Sixer fans?
Wow. I don't know. That's tough.
You said Sam Hinkie.
Well,
so
no, because here's the thing. I can't lump myself in there.
Yes, you can.
Because you and I hate the process.
Right.
Oh man, I think I put myself in a corner.
But the ones that do like the rebuild.
Sure. I don't use the word nerd distastefully because I am a nerd myself.
No, it's for this type of
Yeah,
thing.
I don't use it distastefully to like make fun of anybody because I identify as a nerd myself.
Well, it's very hip. Nerd culture is very in right now,
yes,
too.
It's
not
nearly
it's not
what
insult.
It means what it used to.
Yeah.
He also shares need to get those Amazon bidets to retrofit your toilets in terms of your toilet paper issue.
Yeah, that's a cost-effective solution to the problem, for
and
sure.
And TV shows Mindhunters, Netflix.
I've heard that's really good.
Rewatching all five seasons of The Wire, which you can never go wrong.
No. You can't go wrong. The thing that I've had on most often, honestly, is The Office, because you don't need razor-sharp attention like all the time. Like, you can watch it that way, but I have it on in the background all the time, and I just look over and go, every once in a while, and then I just keep moving. You
just reference to the bat scene.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, the bats,
it's
exactly.
That simple.
You know. Let's go to
Dennis. Dennis and Ben Salem on The Fanatic next. What's up, Den?
Oh, what's up, fellas? Okay, for the record, the cool nerds are watching the television series Supernatural.
Okay.
I've seen that one.
Lord of the Rings fans.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings fans are the normal nerds. You know, they're cool, but, you know. And the nerds.
Make that noise again.
They're like Star Trek.
Oh! Trekkies!
Hey, I love Star Trek, but the Trekkies, and they got a little excessive every now and then.
So my wife accepts my nerdery, right? She understands it. But there is a very clear line in the sand. She says, you dress up to go to a convention, the whole thing's over, and I'm taking the kids.
Like No cosplay for Torty.
That's exactly right, yeah. That's the line in the sand.
All right, earlier, I think I heard you guys talking about crossplay, like on Xbox and computers and stuff.
Were we? Not me.
Maybe one of the callers brought it up.
I thought I heard it. I came in at the end of something.
No, it's probably a caller that brought it up because we were talking about some gaming and all.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you're doing that stuff, playing on like a PlayStation or an Xbox, you're basically like the Sixers going on the road to Cleveland. And the guy on the computer is the Sixers at home. Don't ever do crossplay. That sounds brutal.
It is bad. It's really bad.
Yeah. But television shows, because we all need a good laugh.
We all need something.
I highly recommend you watch Spin City.
Wow, Michael J. Fox, right?
Yes, and then Charlie Sheen. And then follow that up, because, you know, we all need something to connect with, Scrubs.
Ah, Scrubs is good.
Yes, and the guy who created Spin City.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of recurring characters you all saw in Scrubs were actually regulars on Spin City.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. I didn't
pay attention enough to Spin City to know that, but now I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, and because, you know, we need sports, why not catch up on old episodes of Arliss?
Ooh, Arliss. Yeah, for sure.
Good one, Dan. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hold on, Devon, real quick. Because apparently I have to be the voice of reason, which disgusts me. If the Sixers win the finals, you can't fire Brett Brown.
Okay.
You just can't,
simply,
man,
because he won the title.
Yeah, the only reason.
So if we ignore everything that happened in the regular season before the... before this whole thing with the pandemic happens.
Honestly, I don't think he should have even been here this season. I
know,
okay,
and that's why I said
that.
A lot of people would be like, yeah, I know. We know what happened in this reboot of a season, right?
Our town catches enough stuff that if we actually fire a coach after winning a championship.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, the fan base would never live it down. Yeah. Wouldn't be our call, but...
Never live it down, weekend, but fellas. You can still hoist that trophy. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Danny on Twitter, ArmyDW72 says, watch Bar Rescue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, final segment together right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now at 47, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, final segment. Tyler Zuli, great job all night. And of course, breaking down Lord of the Rings for the nerds.
I don't think he sold you.
No, he did not. Chris Haynes of Yahoo covers the NBA. Golden State Warriors ownership, players, and coaches will contribute $1 million to the disaster relief fund for Chase Center employees.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Well done.
I like it. We also know that the Cavaliers have put a plan in place to help out their arena employees.
Yes. So supposedly they will... several other arenas have done this as well, but they will pay arena staff as if all games go on as scheduled.
And I know Wells Fargo Center is doing that for game nights.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's what this
same
is.
Thing.
Yeah, same thing. As if games were going on.
And
yes.
I know they're supposed to pay some through the weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that's also cool. Kevin Love jumps right in front for the players. $100,000. Right? Is it $100,000?
Was $100K.
Yep. Followed up by Zion Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yep.
And you said Blake Griffin. Which one? I did not see that one.
Yeah, Blake Griffin I saw donated. So people are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Take care of each other out there.
Now, what's taking so long for some of the others?
Well, yeah. I mean,
seriously.
It does make you think that, you know.
What's taking so long?
If I'm just trying to... these guys don't need financial help from me. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're just saying. What's taking so long?
If you give $100,000 to a charitable cause, you are reducing the amount of money that the government can take from you. So it is well within your interest to start donating some of this stuff so you can write it off your taxes.
This is the perfect time. If we knew you were going to say that, which we did not, we go to Seinfeld and Kramer saying... And they're the ones writing it off.
Right, yeah, like, you can help them and help yourself. That's the great thing about this country is the charity is wonderful for everyone. It doesn't help you to Scrooge McDuck your stuff because then the country will just take it and then divvy it out as they feel appropriate. So you can own this one. Help the people out. You know the people in the elevators and stuff need the money?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They make that building flow.
They make it go. That's exactly right. Everything that makes your life easy in that building, these guys have something to do with.
Yep. No question about it. No question
That's
about it. 610-632-0975.
Devon's writing that off, by the way.
And I'm the one writing it off. The Kings, it looks like they're doing something. A list of owners who Warriors just announced. Theirs can also add the King, Sam Amick from The Athletic. King's statement provided to The Athletic: we are committed to assisting all of our employees through this uncertain time. All part-time, hourly Kings event team members will be compensated for their shifts they were previously scheduled to work in March. Kings have 5 home dates affected in March. It's unclear how April, 4 home dates, will be handled as of yet, but I'm told they are committed to helping here and working through the next phase.
Okay, so don't freak out and be like, oh, of course Sacramento's not committing for the rest of the season. Sacramento doesn't know April. What's happening. Yeah, and in 30 days, who knows? So it's going to be kind of a revisit thing. I'd be shocked if they were like, all right, well, now we're not worried about you guys anymore. Good luck on your, you know, 5 days or whatever. Like, I would anticipate that if an organization, owner, whoever is committed to helping out, they're in it. They're, yeah, like, in it for the long term.
Absolutely. So good on them.
Yes.
Good on them. Have we heard anything from the NHL yet for these same things?
The NHL, the latest that I heard was that it was bad news. That the Sharks Arena had an employee test positive, that they had set up the NHL players to get their remaining 3 paychecks for the 2019-2020 season. I'm sure that there's information out there, but it's not front of mind for me about the workers and everybody else there. I know that Sergei Bobrovsky is one of them who's doing it. Multiple teams. Oh, here we go. Here's the story. Penguins are doing it. They're using funds from player donations, Penguins Foundation and Mario Lemieux Foundation to pay their arena workers. Detroit's taking care of it. The Devils, so that's Josh Harris, double dipping. San Jose Sharks will pay arena workers through the end of the regular season. Mm-hmm. Comcast, which owns the Wells Fargo Center, said they'll pay all game day workers. Anaheim, they'll pay all full-time and all part-time Honda Center staff. I don't know if that means game day. I'm not sure if that's what that means. Tampa Bay Lightning, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, they're finalizing aid plans for their 4,000 game day workers. And finally, Washington Capitals game day workers will be paid their normal wages for March and paid again if any March games end up being rescheduled for a future date. So there you go.
All right, good on them.
That's a lot of people doing the right thing.
That's right. Let's go to Gerald in L.A. checking in with us here on the Fanatic G.
Hey, what's up, Devon? Joe, how are you?
Doing great, Gerald. How are you
out there on the West Coast?
Yeah, it's going all right, man. It's a little rainy out and chilly out here. But listen, I figured out what we can do while we're waiting to figure out, you know, those sports come back.
Okay.
Because I know we're all bored. So, and you could be in it. So my thing is we should start the ACL B-ball league. And you play it like you get 5 people on your team. It's just like pickup. You get 5 people on your team, but you have to have had at least the ACL tear or that level injury. So think about it. You got a bunch of old dudes trying to recapture the glory, and equally trying not to get hurt again.
Gerald, I play like pickup basketball and stuff like that on the weekends in some leagues, and I tell people up front, I said, my first objective is I don't want to hurt any of you. My second objective is I don't want to hurt myself, and then after that, whatever happens is cool.
Yeah, we all got to go to work on Monday.
Exactly.
So, like, the thing about it is I'm being a little self-serving because I'll be a star in the league. Because I tore an Achilles and an ACL, so the crowd will just be waiting for my ligaments to
start. That's awesome. I love it, G. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so, like, let's get it going. I'll be the
I'm almost like, there, man. I had my first workout yesterday.
All right. Here's the thing. Good news is, man, I had mine done probably almost 20 years ago.
Oh, you're
I
good to go.
Regularly.
You're probably
so
dunking
you can,
now.
You can make it back. But, dude, get your flexibility. Your flexibility is king. I do want to mention one movie to you. You talked about, like, Contagion and all those movies. You got to put Zombie Apocalypse with Ving Rhames in it and a cameo by yours truly at the beginning of the movie.
Whoa, gee, you were in that?
Yeah, I'm in the Zombie Apocalypse, man. You got to put it on the list.
I
got to check that out for sure.
Are you on IMDb as uncredited?
No, I'm in the. I'm like, look,
are you credited?
Yeah, I'm in the movie, man. Like,
nice,
that's my job. That's what I do.
Nice, yes, gee, we'll be checking you out on that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, man. It's like Ving Rhames, Taryn Manning, Eddie Steeples, Leslie Ann Brand. I mean, it's a nice little cast.
Did you get a chance to hobnob with those guys as well?
Oh, well, of course, man. Yeah, of course, man. Ving,
love it.
Ving's a cool dude, man. I'll be honest with you. I was early in my kind of career when I came out here, and I had a team with Ving and all those guys where it's like kind of my best team. It was kind of like the meat of the team. And it really made a big difference to me because after we were done filming, Ving came up real quiet, like over to me, put his arm around me, and he goes, "Hey, yo, Webb, I just want to tell you, man, that was nice, bro. That was really nice." So I got co-signed by Ving Rhames. So I was like, "Yo,
gee, that's great, man. Listen, we'll definitely check that out, man. Great stuff. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate
that's
it, man.
That's sick, man.
What is it again?"
It's zombie apocalypse. Zombie sometimes it's apocalypse. 2012 zombie apocalypse is how it's stylized sometimes.
With Ving Rhames?
Yeah.
I'm looking at his IMDb right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at Gerald right now.
He's got some credits, man. He's been in a ton.
I got to check this out.
Been in Barry and Bull?
Oh, man. All right. See, we got a movie star that calls in quite a bit.
I feel big time now. That's exciting.
Yes.
And I got to work with, oh my God, he was in Always Sunny.
Was he? Oh,
man. Gee, this is it, dude.
All right, great, man. We got to check this one out. Oh, that's fantastic, man. I'm checking it out right now.
Says, this is what I do for work, and his IMDb page looks like Santa's naughty list. Like, it just goes on forever.
I see him right here, Kevin Anderson.
Yeah.
Look at that, G.
Good stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. Love it.
Is that Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Sick.
Is it? Yeah, it looks like it. Look at G. Oh, we gotta get on G for the headshots and all that.
That's
stuff.
A good look. What's the problem with the headshots?
Just to mess with him because
we
can.
Just a dramatic look.
Because we know a star.
We do know a star.
We know a star.
I know too. I know Devon Gibbons.
On the set of Battle of Los Angeles, is holding. Oh, look it.
Oh.
Look it.
Look at him. Dude, this is sick.
Fantastic, right. Ty. Great work, man. As always, always a fun time with you. Really appreciate it. All the calls, all the tweets. Thanks so much for this. For me, first day when everything shut down and we just had to have some fun and everyone help each other get through it. JT, as always, a great job. Always fun teaming up with you. And now this is what we'll be doing going forward from 6 to midnight for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, starting on Monday. We won't be doing this on the weekends.
No.
Tyler and company will be holding it down. But Monday through Friday, it'll be us.
Yes. Absolutely. So, you guys, 610-632-0975. Joe Torti will continue on until midnight with Tyler Zuli. I'm Devon Givens. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. And I'll talk to you on Monday at 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.